Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The story that matters to me most in the news is going to be international talks, because at the end of the day, we all need to work together because we all have to share this planet.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here on a Friday morning. Three big things. A man is sentenced to 14 years in prison for shooting a government tax agent in Wichita.
Two.
Secretary of State Kobach removes himself from vote counting as a candidate in the Republican gubernatorial primary.
One.
Iconic Wacky Shack building burns down in abandoned Joyland Park in southeast Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Have a stalled out vehicle, potential traffic hazard in a high traffic volume time. This is northbound I-135 right around Lincoln. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a 10% chance for rain and a high of 94 degrees. That was yesterday's high, 94 in Wichita. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 64. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high 92. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 69 degrees. KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 747 now, Steve and Ted. Stocks finished Thursday mixed.
The Dow down 74 points at 25,509. Energy dragged across the board. The S&P 500 down 4 at 2853. The NASDAQ, though, up 3.5 points at 7891 as some of those tech stocks moved higher. We did see Amazon and Apple hit intraday new all-time highs. Amazon, in fact, had a record closing high. Dow, DuPont, United Health, and Nike led the Dow as Procter & Gamble, 3M, and Goldman Sachs dragged on the Dow. And two movers on earnings. The first is Yelp, new high up 26.5%, and Viacom also gained up 6% after the quarterly reports. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
Ted, the spa and beauty industry is growing so fast that 30,000 jobs are going unfilled.
The what?
Spa and beauty.
Spa
industry.
And yeah. Beauty, okay.
And Get Your Dream Job campaign is aimed at to change that. Linnell Lynch is president of Beauty Changes Lives, a foundation committed to elevating the perception of careers in beauty and wellness and make it a first choice, she said.
Well, maybe, you know, if once the radio station gets rid of me, I can go into the spa and beauty industry.
Foundation provides scholarships from $1,000 to $15,000, and spas and salons across the country are helping to get out the message.
Hmm.
Yeah. That'd be fun. We could open up our own spa one of these days.
How about that?
Yeah. The management company of 270 KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell franchises nationwide has agreed to provide sensitivity training at those outlets following a May incident at a KFC in Mississippi in which a deaf woman felt she was being mocked. The Clarion Ledger reports Disability Rights Mississippi, a nonprofit corporation that advocates for people with disabilities, said it reached an agreement. You just need to do a little sensitivity training about people who have problems like that.
Let's see, once again, it's just one or two idiots that do something stupid, and then an entire company
has to
do sensitivity training.
Yeah. We don't do that around. Have we had any sensitivity training?
No, but I'm sure if someone does something stupid, then the company's going to require us to do it.
Do something, yeah, okay.
I don't think we need it. I think we're sensitive enough. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted. And speaking of sensitive, you know, sensitive guy, he's kind of like the Alan Alda of the business reporting. Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with a look today at local sports business. Good morning, Bill.
You're so nice. Thank you, Steve and Ted. Good morning. The big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, taking a look at who runs sports in Wichita. In early 2017, the Greater Wichita Sports Commission, Visit Wichita, were at odds over which groups would take the lead in attracting sporting events to Wichita. Groups not able to resolve their differences, the commission was evicted from the Visit Wichita offices. Visit Wichita hired a full-time person to go after events. The Sports Commission says it still has a role to play in running events and attracting new events to Wichita. Reporter Daniel McCoy writes that the arrangement still leads to confusion a bit about who is in charge of the effort to attract sporting events to town. McCoy also says the arrangement is different from those in other cities in the region, such as Tulsa and Omaha. This week's top 25 list, Kansas oil and gas producers, ranked by 2017 oil production. Seems there is some improvement in the oil patch. Merit Energy is at the top, 3.4 million barrels produced. Barexco is next at 1.5 million. The rest of the top five, Murfin Drilling, Vess Oil, and American Warrior. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Continuing with your sports theme, just days after saying he felt energized heading into this season, the school announced Thursday Kansas State University signed Bill Snyder to a new five-year contract that includes a pay bump to $3.45 million this season and would keep the 78-year-old coach with the Wildcats through the 2022 season.
Be nice to lock him down for another 10 years.
Yeah, or 20. I mean, holy smokes. He's 78 years old, and he signed a five-year contract.
Yeah.
Wow. He already had a contract that essentially rolled over every year. But the new deal increases his salary immediately while adding an additional $300,000 each of the next two seasons. It includes a clause that allows for a salary renegotiation after the 2020 season.
It's the same clause you have in your contract.
Yeah, I'm
Steve.
Thinking, right, you know, right. Bill and Ted, as I'm approaching my 70th year in a couple of years, maybe I ought to find out who Snyder's agent is.
There you go.
Because somebody, he probably doesn't even have one. He probably walks in the door, the president's office said, I want more money. Okay, fine, Bill, whatever. Yeah. He resurrected, of course, the Kansas State program when he arrived in 1988, taking a program that had been dubbed Futility U to national prominence. Everybody knows this story. He stepped away in 2005, citing a desire to spend more time with his family. Apparently, he found out he didn't want to do that. Came back in 2009 with the program and again fallen on hard times. Wow. He's only the sixth coach to eclipse 200 wins while coaching his entire career at the same school. His record is 210-110-1. Includes 19 bowl games and two Big 12 championships. Wow.
Pretty special.
Terrific story. Because I know that you are a graduate of Kansas State, Bill.
Yep. And yep. So I support the Wildcats.
I like to do a story every now and then with you because I know that you enjoy hearing good things about Kansas State. Right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Today is National Spoil Your Dog Day. You know, we really love dogs, and National Spoil Your Dog Day is the ultimate in making our love of dogs official. Dogs bring a lot
pretty
to
much
our
do that every day anyway, well, yeah, don't we?
Well, dogs bring a lot to our lives. They might not be the most independent creature to invite into your home, but they don't ask very much, and they all got their doggy goodness. They wag their tails, you know, the whole thing.
Right.
Unfortunately, neither Ted nor Bill nor I own a dog.
Right.
But
my daughter has a couple of pugs.
Well,
my
there
daughter
you go.
And
there,
husband.
You got
but,
well, tell them it's National Spoil Your Dog Day, and I don't know how you spoil a dog. I mean, goodness gracious, they don't have to work. They sleep all the time. You clean up after them, you feed them. How are you going to spoil?
Pretty much like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you going to spoil a dog? Anyway.
Right.
It is National Spoil Your Dog Day. All right, guys. Steve and Ted now 7:55. Hey, stay with us for the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have the latest on vote counting in the Kansas governor primary. Ted has sports. Ted, you've got sports coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, about 20 minutes from now, we'll have our live daily chat with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He'll give us a rundown about last night's game.
Plus, you've got entertainment news, The Blur, on the way as well.
Yeah, I'm working on it. We'll have a preview of the movies coming up this weekend. We got some interesting notes coming your way in The Blur at 8:35 this morning.
We'll look at weekend weather and keep you posted on what's happening in traffic. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.